With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Sasha.
And I'm Kirsten.
Welcome back to Miss Magnets.
We're here, baby. Another week, more mess. It is September, and the mess is back.
Yeah, I feel like we have to make the announcement. We made it because of all of you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for bullying the Daddy Network. Not bullying, but
I mean, we could still bully more also.
Yes, correct. thank you for letting the people know that we exist. And not even that we exist, that we're here to stay, baby.
Yeah.
So we're here, and I just have to say I'm so excited because the mess is getting ridiculous at this point for everything we have to talk about today. But also thank you everyone for reaching for your partner's phone. For your mama's phone, for your daddy's phone.
Your grandma's phone.
Listen, because we have a special shout out. Okay, we're at 226 ratings. So we're killing it. All right, we're almost, I feel like we're almost at 250.
24 away.
Listen, do y'all understand? If 24 people get it together and write in, we're done. We're good. UMass is coming just in time for school to start.
We need it.
We need it. But I feel like we have to give this person a shout out.
My God.
So I'm reading it because, I was like, oh, we need to prep for the pod. We again want to make sure we're highlighting y'all. And then I see one, excellent host, fun podcast. And says, my wife makes me listen to the discussions on this podcast to keep up with things she wants me to talk about with her. And I always enjoy it.
Actually enjoy it.
And then this person also says, she also said, I have to write a review if I want her to agree to never... To ever let me go on a TV show. And I just have to say, and this was written by the one, the only, my bestie. In my head only, I know. But still, Nasir from Survivor fucking listens to our podcast.
And he actually enjoys it.
Oh my, he said actually enjoy it. Okay, I feel like I have to frame this. because this is so cool and so funny. And like, shout out to Diana, okay, for like making him do this.
Listen, she said, I am an A-plus student. I will complete my assignment and I want a UMass crew neck, you know?
And I'm obsessed with him. Again, like, we both live in the Bay Area. So like, I just need to, I think, make the move. Maybe saying it on this podcast is like my way, you know, to be like, let's just watch Survivor premiere together. I don't know.
Oh, cute.
We live so close. Like, what are we doing? You know? But anyway, my point is, they're my besties in my head. So now that they listen to us, I feel like we're really, we're bonded for life.
It's a trauma bond.
It really is. But yeah, shout out Nasir and Diana for doing this. We appreciate both of you. And thank you for listening, everyone, because we're so close.
So close. We love y'all.
Yes. And make sure, if you have not already, that you're subscribed to our, what is it, to our feed? Oh my God, please God, come back, Sasha. You're subscribed to our feed and you are downloading the episodes, letting the people know. Right. And I feel like that is it. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can.
At Mess Magnets, baby, we're posting about some of this pop culture stuff before we talk about it on the pod. Sometimes we talk about stuff on Twitter and then it's not really relevant by the time we record the podcast.
Yes.
So it's one more way to keep up to date on pop culture news, following us on Twitter. And also, if you want to be part of the show, I'm once again asking you for your anonymous stories. If you have gossip, mess, coworker drama, relationship drama, anything, send it tinyurl.com/messmagnets. And it gives us more material to talk about in the show. You could be part of history.
Oh my God. Why was I also thinking history?
Because we share like three brain cells.
Correct. Listen, those three brain cells work really hard in this hour. I just want to make it clear. Oh my God. And you might be seeing us on the TikTok streets
soon.
Well.
It's coming.
It's coming. So, you know, that's all we can say. That's all we can tease for now.
There's going to be some video content associated with the pod coming soon. We're giving y'all a heads up because you're our messengers. You're the real ones. But I mean, some people, I guess, might find us because of video content and they're going to be like, what? They didn't have video, like peasants, but don't worry, it's coming.
And if any of you have ideas for what we could be doing, because some of y'all, again, we just got a tweet, right, a few days ago that said we should do an end of the year, like, mess awards. Obsessed.
Yes.
It's happening. So we love your ideas. I feel like we're really, like, all our brain cells are coming together.
It's between all of us, we have enough brain cells for one brain, I
correct.
Think.
For, yeah. So, you know, it's just, that's happening. I want to make that clear. And if you have any ideas, like I said, for video content or, you know, what we could be doing to make it more fun, let us know. And shout out to Charles West for giving us the idea. And he called it the MMAs, the Mess Magnets Award.
I love it. And then we can like use like that MMA like hashtag and really put in a new fan base.
Then we're really going to get one-star review. It's okay. 250 one-star reviews is still reviews.
Yeah, once we get to 255 star reviews, that's the goal. And then we get our merch.
Yes. But yeah, thank you, everyone. Again, we just, you know, I feel like that we're entering a new season, technically, of our renewal.
Yes.
So we just needed to share all of this with you. And now, I feel like it's time, even though I feel like, again, Kirsten and I were ahead of the curve because we did cover some of this already.
Yes.
So look at us and look at you because you knew about it.
Well, and also shout out to us for pushing recording by a day because there's now more drama. We are, of course, talking about the Don't Worry, Darling drama, which I keep writing down as Hello, Darling,
well,
but like
me,
not what it's called. No, but I've been doing it too. It's both of us. So the listen, we gave you a little bit of the primer about Don't Worry, Darling. We let you know that this is Olivia Wilde's second movie that she's directing, that she and Harry Styles fell in love there. Way back, we talked about Jason Sudeikis serving Olivia Wilde with divorce papers at Comic-Con, where she was talking about this movie. Like, We've given you a lot of pieces of this story over the past couple of months, but there's just the press for this movie has been a lot. And so there's like we figured we should go into like the full deep dive of the whole timeline, everything that's happened. So this could basically be your primer on what the hell is going on with the movie Don't Worry, Darling.
Yes. And I love that, because if you're confused, your besties got you. Okay. So I think we should go through the quick timeline that we've like done a little bit of research to find. So July 2019, Don't Worry, Darling is announced. Great. Amazing. Turns out the script actually sparked a bidding war.
Yeah, sorry, everybody. Just some audio issues over here.
Cut it out.
I don't know if it's possible. So it was a huge bidding war on this movie. And Olivia Wilde is like super proud of like, normally women don't even get a second chance to direct, let alone to direct like something like this movie, where it is a lot of money going into it. Because like Booksmart was not like a big budget thing.
Exactly. So then from that, when we get to the movie's announced April 2020. Okay, so like fast forward almost a year, Shia LaBeouf and Florence Pugh are announced as the film's leads, which is interesting, I will say, because again, Florence Pugh, amazing. Shia LaBeouf, why?
Well, yeah. So so if anyone wants a little bit more background on Shia LaBeouf, like obviously we could do a whole like hour long podcast on what the deal with Shia LaBeouf is. But a little primer, you know, he was a Disney Channel star, child star. He's incredibly talented as an actor. But one of those examples of like someone who's very talented, but based on all accounts is horrible. And like, there's a lot, like you can look up his arrest records to see a lot of things that he's at least been accused of doing by the law. There's a lot of alleged abuse with domestic partners.
Allegedly.
It's all alleged. It's not, and nothing's, I don't believe, been convicted of a crime. No. There's also, what's especially interesting about this is, when he was cast, it was like in the middle of all of his drama while he was dating FKA Twigs, which if you read her like blog post and everything, she's got a lawsuit against him that is currently pending. And so he was cast while all of this was at least like lightly public knowledge, and only a couple of months before it like really exploded in the pop culture sphere.
Yeah. So that's a little bit on Shia LaBeouf. So folks were like, this is interesting. And then, but Olivia Wilde was very excited. And she said, you know, the cast is bananas. I'm the happiest director. La, la, la. Like, this is a massive understatement. But like, okay, she's, then Florence Pugh is also reacted to the Instagram and said, you know, with positive tribute to Olivia Wilde, saying Olivia Wilde just tagged me in a picture. Oh my God. Number one. And then number two, or gasp number two, is that, you know, she called Olivia her idol and casted her in a film and she couldn't wait to join the project. All right. Everyone's very excited. Chris Pine is also part of this.
Can I also say, like, do you remember when Chris Pine was hot? Because I feel like he's not hot anymore.
I'm sad, because I was looking at him and I said, is that age or is that bad fashion?
The hair is not working.
And the facial hair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so confused, because listen, Chris, if your name is Chris in Hollywood, you fine. Okay. I just, that's a fact. In different varying of fine, as we know, I'm obsessed with Chris Evans. He's the number one in all the Chris's for me.
I agree.
But Chris Pine, what happened?
I would love to know. But yeah, so, okay, within 6 months of the cast being announced, Harry Styles takes over for Shia LaBeouf, who leaves the project, and everything is reported like that it's about a scheduling conflict, that, you know, he just didn't have time to rehearse or something along those lines. And so he is leaving. Pretty amicable. Like, there wasn't really a lot of kerfuffle at the time.
Yeah. And then basically in a few months or two months in November 2020, Olivia Wilde says, I did a little victory dance because Harry Styles is now the new lead actor in the movie. And she explained, you know, that like they were so excited that he joined the project. And, you know, because they know that he has a real appreciation for fashion and style. OK. And this movie.
Show me where.
Listen, and this movie's incredibly stylistic. It's heightened and opulent. So the point is, some actors don't care, but Harry Styles does. Okay. Thumbs up.
Well, we should care about knowing how to act
or talk, which we'll get to in a little bit.
Yes. So then we move forward, and then there was a People magazine article in December of 2020, saying that actually Olivia Wilde had fired Shia LaBeouf from the project. He did not leave due to a scheduling conflict. It also came in a Variety article. Like, there's a ton of articles about this. And basically it's saying that, you know, all of the like domestic assault allegations were what actually resulted in him being let go.
Mm-hmm. And he also talks about later on, he's talked a lot about just like that he has cheated on every single person he's mm-hmm. dated, all of this. So like there's just a lot going on with him is what yes. you that's the nicest way of putting it.
Yeah. Beyond the Blinds did a podcast very recently going through mm-hmm. all of the blind items as well as arrest records for Shia LaBeouf. And basically it's all like, yeah, he claims to be a method actor so that he can do like really shitty things and be like, oh, but I'm preparing for work. Like, it's work that I have to cheat on you. It's like work that I have to be scary, allegedly.
Yeah. And he does also talk about on the Real Ones podcast. And he talked a lot about, yeah, in that he hurt some people and blah, 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 all this stuff. Especially FK Twigs. And, mm-hmm. you know, he says, like, I hurt that woman is what he said. And, you know, in process of doing that, I hurt many other people before that. Again, why does he call her that woman? But anyway.
I feel like FK Twigs uses they, them pronouns as well. So don't it, they?
Listen.
Oh, no, point, maybe not.
No, maybe I could be wrong.
No, I think I'm wrong here. I don't know okay. why I had that.
Yeah. And then, you know, talks about like I was pleasure seeking. So anyway, so point is he tried to do some kind of like apology, non-apology. OK, but
yeah. But then also like denied the allegations in court. So
exactly. Yeah. So like, bye. And then turns out that the people close to Don't Worry, Darling actually said that he exhibited poor behavior and his style clashed with the cast and crew, who ultimately fired him. Allegedly.
Did you know? This is what blew my mind about Shia LaBeouf. Like, all of like Kanye West's design decisions are based off of like Shia LaBeouf's fashion.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like his fashion line, like Kanye's line is like based off of like Shia LaBeouf. Apparently Kanye's like obsessed with him.
So Shia LaBeouf is homeless? Like, I don't understand.
It's like a Carhartt jacket.
Homeless, not toothless. Oh, stop this. No. I can't. Please.
Sorry.
Don't do
it. I broke Sasha.
I did. Why? But it's okay. I think people that have like similar mental moments are all together. I don't know.
Oh, we don't know. It's fine.
And then in January of 2021, mm-hmm. Olivia and Harry Styles are photographed holding hands, which we talked a little bit already. Yes. Basically, rumors were they're dating and they attended a wedding together.
Like, why are you going to a wedding together?
After only dating a few weeks, that's chutzpah. Okay.
I feel like I've been to weddings where I was not given a plus one because I was not engaged or married to my partner at the time.
Yeah.
And we had been dating like 5 years and I wasn't allowed to have a plus one, which is like, I'm not mad about it. At the time, I'm like, if I'm invited to a wedding, they will tell me if I get a plus one. Like, that's not up to me. But who's letting this happen? I guess if you want famous people at your wedding.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm assuming if you're running in the circle, you just have a few money. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter.
Right.
So anyway, the weirdest piece, I think, of all of this is not their age difference, which there is a lot, is that the outing just came weeks after it was reported that her and Jason Sudeikis had split up. Mm-hmm. So that's a little very messy.
Yes. And well, and also like, they probably had been split like way longer than that. But it's the type of thing where like in Hollywood, you announce your divorce like at the time you want to. Like normally things are done well before there's an announcement.
Exactly. And then in February, Olivia Wilde says she has a no asshole policy after firing Shia LaBeouf.
Okay. Which like, I mean, a fair policy to have, but girl, what are you doing?
So, you know, she's saying this, okay? And she noticed that, you know, as an actress for years, how the hierarchy of the set separated the actors from the crew in this very strange way that serves no one. I think actors would actually like to know more about what's happening there when you're pulling my focus. What is the lens change? But the idea of don't bother the actors, keep them separate and look at them, I think it makes everyone quite anxious, okay? Because that is her number one rule. No assholes on set. It puts everyone on the same level.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone's on the same level.
Okay. Please. And then filming wraps, all right?
Yes.
In February 2021. Great. They posted a group photo, you know, and then Harry Styles has his arms wrapped around Olivia Wilde. Yeah. They're and all like, smiling.
To be fair, everyone is like, his arms are wrapped around her. And I'm like, he truly has one arm around her shoulders.
Yeah, it's very normal.
Like, it really just looks like a very normal, kind of awkward work photo.
And here, again, this is Monday morning quarterbacking, I know. But Florence is like in another dimension, it feels like, in this picture. Because it feels like you could crop her out. Because Nick Kroll and everyone else is all together on one side. And I don't know who this, there's a man in gray.
Yeah.
And then Florence is like, they are literally wrapped around each other.
Yeah, they have their arms actually around each other and they are like a full like foot away from everybody else.
Yes.
Like Miss Flo does not look happy.
Yeah, it looks like there are a few cast members. I'm assuming everyone with the mask on is cast members.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so then like crew members, I mean, not cast.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I was just like, yep, that's right.
Yeah. Sorry. Crew. They're the cast. Anyway. So Olivia Wilde, you know, was just like, she wrote about Harry Styles in the caption. And, you know, said like, not only did he relish the opportunity to work alongside brilliant Florence to hold the stage as our Alice, but he infused every scene with a nuanced sense of humanity. He didn't have to join our circus, but he jumped on board. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, that's like about him. But remember, she knew that there was a hierarchy. So I'm assuming hierarchy equals male actors get higher. You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're higher in the hierarchy than women are. Okay. And here again, Miss Ma'am is saying, I don't believe in that, but then giving all the credit to Harry.
Who's also her boyfriend, for the record. So it's like also nepotism at the same time.
You'll have to see it.
So it's very classic.
Yeah.
And so then we kind of go a little bit quiet for a while until the press starts happening in December 2021, like January 2022. Olivia Wilde was on the cover of Vogue this January. And in her interview, she talks about how Don't Worry, Darling was inspired by, quote, really sexy films like Fatal Attraction and Indecent Proposal. And the direct quote is, I kept saying, why isn't there any good sex in film anymore? Ma'am, what are you talking? I feel like, have you seen Bridgerton?
That's what I literally was thinking about. Bridgerton or just so many other ones.
There's a lot. And she's really going in about how this film highlights female pleasure, and it's about like a female like sexual attraction. And to me, these comments, they kind of ring true with the same sort of energy we talked about last week with Harry Styles being like, gay sex in movies is always so like carnal and like like rough. And it's like, okay, well, like, have you watched any movies? Have you seen sex scenes? Like, they've come a long way the last few years.
Yeah. And I think the idea is great, right? To say that we need to show women in a different light, or like, or highlight women. I think that's fine and great. It's just the way she says it and everything else that comes after.
Yes. And also the way that she like exclusively is highlighting Harry Styles and everything that she's asked about this movie. Whereas like Harry Styles is a singer and he's a great singer. He's not an actor. Like, not everyone can do everything, and that's okay. Florence Pugh is so talented. Like, she's so incredibly talented. And to be getting like kind of pushed to the side like this is no good.
We love to see it, because it's she's trying to both and it's not working. That's my biggest problem with Olivia 100%. Wilde.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And then the infamous, I think this a lot of folks remember, because in April of 2022, Olivia Wilde, and we covered this here. We've been going for a while. Is served custody papers while promoting Don't Worry, Darling at CinemaCon. And turns out those were later revealed to be legal papers served by Jason Sudeikis regarding their kids.
Oh, my God. And so messy. We've been through that. So.
Yes. And then in July, this is where y'all just like, please, I can't with this anymore. Olivia Wilde then praises Florence Pugh, right? She's just like, watching this woman work has been such an effing thrill. Can't wait to show you more. La, la, la. Mm-hmm. And then Florence Pugh in August, you know, also talks about sex. But the exact opposite of, I feel like, what Olivia Wilde said.
Yes. So Florence Pugh is like, I feel like all we're seeing about this movie are the sex scenes. And like, the movie is so much more than that. And I wish that we were getting attention beyond the intimate scenes. She says, when it's reduced to your sex scenes or to watch the most famous man in the world go down on someone, it's not why we do it. It's not why I'm in the industry. Obviously, the nature of hiring the most famous pop star in the world, you're going to have conversations like that. But that's just not what I'm going to be discussing, because the film is bigger and better than that. And the people who made it are bigger and better than that.
Which also, can we just talk about, like, Harry Styles is the most famous pop star in the world right now, sure. And like, there's a lot of other music and then a lot of other pop stars. I just needed to say that. I like Harry Styles. Okay, don't come for me. I'm just, it's a lot.
I mean, listen, the Swifties didn't come for us last week, so I think we're okay.
Yeah, like y'all know, we just speak in truth, okay? And then again in August, I think is going to hell.
Exactly. And this is where also around the time when a lot of rumors were swirling that Florence Pugh was like very unhappy with Olivia Wilde, the rumors that maybe she had to do a bit more directing during the time on set, that she's not posting about the film, like all of that, that was happening around this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's just a lot of going on. And then the Variety cover comes out because Olivia Wilde shares the, you know, why she decided to cast Florence Pugh, and you know, she's just like, how amazing it is, la la la. And then she tries to shut down all the like quote unquote clickbait rumors, saying that Harry Styles was paid three times more than Florence, which we know if you follow anything to do with Hollywood, you know this is most likely true. Just like look at the stats.
It's actually alarming. I feel like the only time women actually end up getting paid like the same as the leading men is when the men on that film are like, no, I'm only doing it if we get paid the same.
Yes. I mean, this is so big in Bollywood, especially where the, like if it comes out that male actors are getting paid like four times.
Oh my God. What,
and they're also four times, I feel like, higher in age than the actresses lately. Ugh. So it's just like gross. Anyway, in addition to the pay disparity rumors, there were also issues about a possible feud between Olivia and Florence because seems like she stopped reacting to the Instagram posts. Yes.
Like,
and yeah,
she didn't share the one of Olivia Wilde like watching her on the screen being like, oh, she's so fucking amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, but Olivia Wilde was like, no, that's just the media, okay, coming out and saying this stuff.
Right. Well, show me the pay stubs.
Listen, post it, because Florence is not coming out and saying otherwise. So that's the tea on
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Okay? And all this stuff doesn't just get leaked. I want people to know, like, someone is intentionally leaking this stuff.
Yeah. There's a...
Allegedly.
I mean, here's the thing. People were really excited for Don't Worry, Darling when it was announced. And then there really hasn't been that much fanfare until the last like 3 weeks or so.
Yep.
We're talking about the movie. Like, this is working. I'm sure that there's a lot of like real interpersonal conflict behind the scenes. But at the end of the day, it's working. We're talking about it. And I'm sure that the movie is going to do numbers in 3 weeks when it comes out. Weeks when it comes out.
Big agree. Mm-hmm. It's gonna do numbers. And I have another theory, but we'll hear that at the end. Okay. So then in the same interview, she also talked about, again, what an idiot, but decides to talk about how her decision to fire Shia LaBeouf around the project the first time, you know, and she's like, I say this as someone who's an admirer of his work. Stop. Did you watch Holes? You liked Holes?
Okay. Well, I don't understand why we have to talk shit about Holes. Okay.
No,
it's a great film.
Holes is great. And so is Even Stevens. But like, come on. You know what I mean? Like, give me a break.
Yeah. And it's a thing where like talented men get given a pass all of the time.
Yes.
And it's just one more example of her. Even when she's sitting there being like, yeah, I fired him because he was bad. You're still being like, yeah, but he's so talented.
Yeah. And then she's just like, his process in some ways seems to require combative energy. And I don't believe it's conducive to best performances. And basically just saying like his vibe was not it. All right. Allegedly, well, according to her.
And based on everything that comes up in the blind item. So obviously is alleged, like not confirmed. Whenever he's on set, he basically demands that his female co-stars have sex with him for like quote method acting. And I think, you know, Miss Flo at this point is more famous than him. So he didn't have the cachet to do that also, which could have created problems for him. If you know, the blind items are true, which of course we don't know.
Yeah, which like, God, what women have done this? Please.
Like, there's like stories of like Megan Fox sleeping with him. Mm. And then he like in an interview was like, yeah, we slept together. And then Megan Fox had to be like, oh, yeah, me and Brian Austin Green were on a break, like, at the time. Like,
oh, my God.
More it's not and more. Good.
Really I can't never look at Transformers the same again. And then she also talked about allegations against him. And, you know, she said a lot have come to light, which really troubled her. And, you know, she's wishing him health and evolution, a.k.a. live, laugh, love, because she believes in restorative justice, which, like, good job for the PR statement that this person, whoever her PR people are, because that's a great statement.
Yeah, but I'm just like, okay, show me the restorative justice, ma'am.
Listen, like I said, it's written well. I want to make that clear. Written, but
it says it's a good words that say nothing.
Correct. just a lot of buzzwords. We love it. And then what we really needed was the energy that was incredibly supportive. Oh, aka my man, because he supports me. Ugh. And particular with a movie like this, you know, because I knew that I was going to be asking Florence to be in very vulnerable positions. And she wanted to make her feel safe, which, again, if there's all these sex scenes, allegedly Shia LaBeouf is asking for, like, that to happen in IRL. That's so disturbing. Yeah, and gross. Not good.
No good.
Then this is it. This is where it is done.
This is where we go, like, off the rails, truly. Because now, after a full, like, year and a bit, Shia LaBeouf was like, I'm done with this. I'm sick of being, like, in headlines that I was fired from this. He's like, I was not fired from the film. I quit due to lack of rehearsal time. Here is...
Which is like, does he mean sex when he says rehearsal?
Ooh, maybe. Okay. But he sends his, like, full emails with Olivia Wilde to Variety, and they get published in full. Literally, it's, you and I both know the reasons for my exit. I quit your film because your actors and I couldn't find time to rehearse. He also sent a video that Olivia Wilde, I guess, sent to him 2 days after he quit. And this this video,
y'all,
had energy.
when we say that this is the most cracked thing you've ever seen, first of all, she's like, because I watched the video and she's like, yeah, I just finished, like, working out, right, or something. Why are you making a video?
What happened to email? What happened to text message? What happened to a voice note? Why are, like, nobody communicates this way? Like, I feel like in movies, they'll show people, like, sending videos back and forth. And I'm always like, that's not how people talk. But I guess that's how Olivia Wilde does it.
And again, I'm so sad that my friends don't send me videos. You know, I get voice notes, but no videos. And that's so sad.
I'll what start are y'all sending doing? You videos.
Can't wait. Okay, we're all the tea. Because this video, y'all, is where it all goes to hell for, for Don't Worry, Darling. Shia LaBeouf said, I got receipts. I'm about to get your ass. Yeah. It's a wrap for you. And this, again, like I said, this is the downhill for everything, because everything else has been set up before this. So now the video says, Kirsten, I feel like I'm not ready to give up on this yet. I'm too heartbroken and I want to figure this out. You know, I think this might be a bit of a wake up call for Miss Flo. We're talking about your period. No. What are you doing? And then I want to know if you're open to giving this a shot with me, with us. If, like, what? Sorry,
what is this? Is this, like, did she get dumped? Like, what are, ma'am? You are an adult.
She did. He literally dumped her.
He quit a job. Enough.
But these people, right? Like, get over yourself. Like, stop this. Don't embarrass yourself. Wake up. Stand up. And
yeah,
just and then she goes, and then called her Miss Flo. Right? Like, how condescending is that? Because she's been, you know, like, the reason we built all this up is because we're showing y'all outwardly. Olivia Wilde has been like, oh, my God, effing beautiful actress, thriller, amazing vibes. I want her to be safe. And then behind closed doors, look at her. Look at her simping for men.
For, like, a very well-known bad man.
Like, look at the internalized oppression. You know what I mean? It's too much. And then, and calling a Miss Flo is so disrespectful. But then, you know, we're going to reclaim it. Okay. Then she says, if she, Florence, really commits, if she puts her mind and heart into it at this point, and if you guys can make peace, and I respect your point of view, I respect hers, but if you guys can do it again, it being what?
Yeah, like the way she's talking in the video really backs up the allegations that Shia LaBeouf wants real sex for, quote, method acting. And that Florence Pugh was like, no, I'm not doing that. That's the vibe I get. Obviously, we don't know and we may never know. But that's just my personal view of the situation. It's so gross.
It really is.
And then, like, he literally emailed her and was like, I know you're beginning your press run for Don't Worry, Darling, and that the news of my firing is attractive clickbait, as I'm still persona non grata and may remain as such for the rest of my life. But speaking of my daughter, I often think about the news articles she will read when she is literate. And although I owe and will owe for the rest of my life, I only owe for my actions.
So he said, what you're not going to do is drag my name for your damn movie.
He's like, people can say what they want that's true about me, but you can't lie.
And is she dumb? Like, did she forget she made the video?
Well, I guess she must have forgotten. But also, like, to me, this just backs up even more of, like, the really horrible stuff that's said about Shia. Because
100.
Then, yeah, this is, he's now he's releasing receipts because it's not true, but he doesn't have receipts to back up the other stuff.
Oh my God. And it's just, I love that he concluded the email because he's like, firing me never took place, Olivia. And while I fully understand the attractiveness of pushing the story because of current social landscape and social currency that brings, which I don't appreciate. Okay. Like, don't,
yeah, I don't
shut
like
up.
Listen, he's an asshole. We've been new.
Exactly. It's not the truth. So I'm humbly asking, shut up, as a person with an eye towards making things right. Okay, PR, that you correct the narrative as best as you can. And I hope none of this affects you negatively and your film is successful.
Oh, man. So no good. This is also around the time when we find out that Florence Pugh is only going to be at like two press events for this movie. Yeah. Like, she's skipping out on the full press circuit, including yesterday. She skipped the press at the Venice Film Festival on September 5th, which is also where Olivia Wilde was like sidestepping all of the rumors about it.
Yeah, and it was all bad.
Olivia Wilde was asked about, like, is there a falling out? Why isn't Florence here? And she said, Florence is a force, and we are so grateful that she's able to make it tonight despite being in production on Dune. I know, as a director, how disruptive it is to lose an actor for even a day, so I'm very grateful to her, to Denis Villeneuve, for helping us. And we're really thrilled we get to celebrate her work tonight. I can't say enough how honored I am to have her as our lead. She's amazing in the film. As for all the endless tabloid gossip and all the noise out there, I mean, the internet feeds itself. I don't feel the need to contribute. It's sufficiently well-nourished. Shut up.
And I can't help but laugh because I'm surprised you knew that her name was Florence and not Miss Flo.
Yeah, who knew?
That's for one. And secondly, you're a damn liar. All your receipts, your video, it's not a deep fake that came from WhatsApp, right? Like, it's you. It's you showing your whole ass. And then now you're just going to lie and be like endless tabloid gossip. It's you. You got caught. And Shia LaBeouf said, here you go. Here you go.
Yeah, literally. But that's not all.
No.
The Venice Film Festival. Because so at the premiere of the movie, they show the film and Harry Styles comes to take his seat next to Chris Pine. And the video looks like Harry Styles spits on Chris Pine. Like, his mouth makes like a spitting motion. Did Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine?
You tell us.
I think he did. Okay. I think he did.
I'll fight to the death.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't think he like spit like a loogie. Like it wasn't like a big thing or anything. But he like walks up, he looks down, he goes, and then Chris Pine like looks up and kind of smiles. So I think that this might be like, it's something that they've talked about. Maybe it's some sort of game that they're playing. I saw some theory that maybe they've been spitting seeds at each other as a game, which like, listen, I don't know what men do for fun. I can't make sense of it. But like, he spat on him and I'll go to the grave.
He 100% spat. Okay, I don't care what anyone says, because here's the thing. I watched the video way too many times. Chris Pine is chewing gum, right? And Harry's... Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. So I feel like Harry Styles was either spitting out his gum, but I don't think it could actually be the gum, because, you know, I think Chris Pine would have been a little bit more angry. That's number one. Okay? Second, I believe that it was a dare or something they're doing, because Chris Pine laughed, right? And that laugh, if you watch enough YouTube videos of like where people are, you know, have to perform checklists, that's exactly the face that the other people, right, that are not doing the dare have. Like they're very much like, oh my God, oh, he did it. I can't believe it, but gosh darn it, he did it. So that's number two. And then three, this is why I believe it's a dare, because at the end of the screening, he kissed Nick Kroll. Harry Styles did. Like straight up, mouth-to-mouth kiss. Which, again, felt like this is part of their, like, there's some checklist, allegedly, or some dare. You know, it feels like it's all part of it.
Well, and, like, so, okay, I agree completely. I'm sorry, I'm just watching the video over and over again here, just to make sure that I'm seeing everything. The other thing, too, is, so, like, we've dissected Harry Styles' actions. We've dissected Chris Pine's reaction. Olivia Wilde is right next to Chris Pine, and she looks kind of like, it's like when you're dating someone and they are like doing something you don't want them to do, but you can't say anything because you're in public. And it's like, oh, we're going to talk about this later. Like she just kind of like a little closed mouth, like,
yeah, this is like, who I like am.
This, oh, this is happening. This is who I am. This is who I lay with.
You're dating a kid. What do you expect?
How old is Harry Styles now? I feel like he's adult.
He's in his 20s. Aged. He's 20s. 20-something. So, listen, you tell us, because I believe that there was some action, but I don't think it was, like, for a... I don't think it was malicious at all. I think it was part of some dare, some scavenger hunt, something to spice things up.
Yes. And I made a poll on the Mess Magnets Twitter this morning. Did Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine? The options were yes, no, it was an accident. Currently, yes is winning with 54.3%, and it was an accident is at 13%. So only 32.6%, even the messengers, think that there was no spitting.
Please. All right. And then, like, there was a rep for Chris Pine that said it's complete fabrication. It's ridiculous. Nothing happened. It's just like, angles. No.
Imagine being the PR person who has to explain, like, oh, so you spat on him and now I have to say you didn't. Like, I have to gaslight the world. Awesome.
They've done much worse. Because here's the other thing. Are they... Because I also feel like Harry and Olivia have broken up.
Ooh.
So that's why I feel like none of this makes sense anymore. Because... So right before the red carpet premiere, right where you were talking about the press conference that Florence Pugh was absent from, and you know they're like, "Oh, Dune, blah blah blah." Well, turns out she posted a video of her in Venice while that was happening, and Florence Pugh was just like around. She posted Venice and just drinking, with the spritz in her hand, not a care in the world. Okay, which is fine.
We need to be like her.
Yes. So she's already dragging. Then Harry Styles is crazy ass. Okay. They split everyone up to do some more interviews. And Harry and Chris were paired together. All right. And this is where it gets weird, y'all. Because everyone needs to look it up. Because Harry is talking to press. Okay. And he goes, "My favorite thing about the movie is like it feels like a movie." And he just says that over and over again.
What does it mean?
Wait, what? And this is the man that allegedly brings all the style and grace to your movie. Okay.
I mean, I guess it looks like he brings style when he's standing next to Chris Pine. Like, what is Chris Pine wearing?
What happened to Chris Pine? Oh, yeah, his beard's gone here.
Yeah, his beard is gone.
But it's the hair.
But he's got the long hair. And I feel like his pants, like, don't really fit.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I just
so hot. But damn, what happened?
He used to be so hot.
Yeah. And then Harry also said my favorite. Yeah. So then you could just see Chris Pine, right? Just like, again, look at the video. And you can see Chris Pine being like, I just want to end it all. Like, it's time.
Like, we're done.
It's time.
It's over. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then Florence showed up in a Valentino couture dress. Looked
stunning.
Fire. And then her stylist shared a picture of her and wrote Miss Flo as the caption.
the shade is real. Oh my God. Okay.
Yes. So and a lot of stuff happened, but basically it looks like Miss Flo is good with everyone but Harry and Olivia, which also people think Harry and her had hooked up.
Now, that is something I'd be interested in, because this is also like a lot of this timeline is also overlapped with Florence Pugh dating Zach Braff.
Yes.
Which, like, she's so much better than that. I know we talked about the relationship when they announced their breakup, but she's just so much better than that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah. And then like Nick Kroll and Chris Pine were taking pictures of her on the red carpet. It's so cute. Yeah. Chris Pine has like the like cameras that we used to have in the 90s.
Disposable.
Yeah, disposable. Thank you. Very cute. But then there's a video, Kirsten.
Oh, okay.
Of someone, like a staff person on the red carpet. She's a woman in black. And it's at, I'm going to spell my name. That's their Twitter that posted this video. And basically there's a person dressed in black that is like making Harry being like, you need to stand next to Olivia. You need to stand next to Olivia. And Harry's just like frozen like this.
I don't want to.
Looking around. Yeah. And he's just acting like he didn't hear it. And they're not standing together. There's a person between them.
Okay. I like this. I like this theory, Sasha. I can't wait till we hear about their breakup announcement in like 6 months.
Yep. And then it's just, and I'll make sure to retweet it on the Best Magnets Twitter. But yeah, so look at the video. Tell me what y'all think. And then, but a lot of pictures are like Olivia staring at Harry and Harry just like not giving two shits.
Oh no. About awkward. It. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
And then when they were sitting together at the premiere, Chris Pine is sitting between
Harry. Between them. Yeah.
Why?
And then he spat at Chris Pine.
Yeah. And then, and like they're not making any eye contact at all.
It's awkward.
Yeah.
Very so it awkward. Make,
it is very weird, y'all. And then that's it, basically. And then he ends up like some people were thinking there's a sunglass theory. Like, just shut up. No, none of
you know, people are saying Chris Pine was like wearing his sunglasses so he could sleep through the movie and then he looked down and got them and that's why he was smiling. I don't buy it. He was spat on.
I refuse.
But he was okay with it.
Literally.
I think lots of people would be okay with being spat on by Harry Styles.
I think not me, many like, accounts dedicated to fan fiction writing just that.
Okay.
That's it. And then Florence Olivia had a nice moment where they like clapped at each other. Who cares? But Harry Styles, again, was just standing around person, just looking sideways like what's going on.
He's while like, everyone, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's like a 3 minute standing ovation for her. And he's just looking back and forth, confused.
Oh my God.
And not clapping, just like confused.
No, not that.
So that's it. And then he kisses Nicole.
And that is the full timeline of Don't Worry, Darling. Whew, that is like our Everest.
Yeah. Wow, I don't think anything has taken this long.
Nothing has taken this long. But like, listen, there was a lot to unpack. Nothing else that we have going on today is like that much.
No.
But
with Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I want to give Sasha a primer on something that I'm sure has been trending on people's TikTok, Twitter. It's from Reddit originally. It's been all over the internet this week. And it is this Reddit man's sex playlist story that I want to tell you about.
I can't wait.
Okay. So last week, everyone's like TikTok was all this like kid who likes corn. And it was like, It's corn. It was so wholesome. And then this week, everything changed. So this came from a Reddit post that was posted literally like on Saturday. And it was on the Today I Effed Up subreddit. Okay. So it's Today I Effed Up. My 20-year-old girlfriend of 2 years told me that the music I play during sex is weird and a major turnoff. So he's 25 male. His girlfriend is 20 female. So 23 dating 18. I don't love to see it, but that's not what we're talking about today. So I'm going to read the post to you, Sasha. A little backstory. When I first started having sex, I researched into ways to be better, as I was a little stiff and pretty much had no idea what I was doing. I read online that you can play music and match the rhythm in order to put on a better performance. I searched lovemaking songs and started slowly creating a playlist in which I was comfortable matching the rhythm. There are a few songs to the playlist. However, there's one song in particular, which actually happens to be my favorite, that my girlfriend hates and says turns her off in a major way. I don't understand why it has taken her 2 years to tell me she hates the song. It's a good lovemaking song with a good rhythm. I feel the way I effed up is I could have possibly asked her previously if she likes the playlist or any songs she'd like me to add or change. But to leave it for 2 years, thinking our sex life is great, but in her eyes, she has just been ruined by my music, has left the whole situation feeling awkward and a bit annoyed. I pretty much played this tune every single time. So the amount of times she must have not been enjoying it, when I thought the complete opposite, is annoying but also embarrassing in some ways.
Yeah. It's awkward. More embarrassing.
Like 2 years to like not like a song. That's a long time. So he says, not to mention my previous partners never complained about the song, so maybe it's just her. It's effed up the relationship because sex feels awkward now. The other day we were having sex with no music, but I was still thrusting to the tune playing in my head. She recognized this and asked me to stop. I thought this song was perfect, and I always thrust along with the tune, and I feel it gives me the perfect rhythm for doing the deed too. I usually bust to this song, and I find it devastating that she hates the song. Okay, Sasha, I'm going to play the song for you now. Okay?
No.
I'm going to play it for you now. Just a couple seconds.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, hell no. Cancel men right this minute. Okay? Men, you're done. You're done. You're done. What is that, a bird call? Is this man a bird?
And so TikTok this whole weekend has been people making videos to this song of like, how do you think he was thrusting?
Like, what trauma happened to you in your childhood?
So the song is Seabat by Hudson Mohawk, if anyone's interested.
Aha, see, a damn bird. I don't know.
It's so bad.
Oh, hell no.
So it gets worse, though, Sasha, because there's more to the story.
No, I'll fight everyone. Like, I literally want to fight for no reason. I'm so mad.
Can you imagine? You are, like, in a committed relationship, and it is time to do the deed, and then your man is, like, ready to be done in this place.
But like, is he calling on his like bird ancestors to like give him strength to not be 10 second man?
I'm
genuinely offended that that women out here are subjected to this kind of nonsense. Well, you know what I mean?
Now people on TikTok are like, oh, me and my girlfriend did it to that song and it wasn't bad. And I'm like, can you stop torturing your significant others? Like, well, stop it.
Just don't use any music.
Okay. But there's an update to this situation as well.
Oh, my God.
So they made a new post in the same subreddit. And they said, okay, this exploded more than I expected, and it has been a bit overwhelming with the messages, but I thought I'd give an update. The attention hasn't been exactly positive, and this hasn't been the best thing to happen for my relationship, and it's now sadly ended. I didn't expect it to blow up so much. I should have used an anonymous name instead of my real name and our real ages. He put his whole damn name on this post. And his name's Tyler. Like, it's not like
is it Tyler and Angela?
No, his name is Tyler Life.
He has no life, first of all. Oh my God. First of all, thank you, God, that it's over.
Literally. But okay, so he posted this, and his ex-girlfriend's younger sister recognized the post and showed their parents, who were not happy.
What are you doing, snitch ass younger sister? Stop.
Listen,
this.
If your older sister was dating this man, you'd be trying to end the relationship too, okay? She's a saint. She did what she had to do. And so what made it more awkward and cemented the fact was that it was him, is that they recognized the song. Because once at a family dinner, they were discussing music tastes. And his ex-girlfriend said that he had an odd taste in music. Everyone laughed and pressed him to play something from his phone of what he likes. And so he says he, quote, blessed their ears with Seabat. And so I'm like, literally at dinner with her parents, your girlfriend said he has a weird taste in music. And no alarm bells went off of like, maybe my playlist is bad.
Wait, not only that. Did he finish at the table? Because this song is so good.
It's a Pavlovian response. He hears Seabat.
Yeah. It just finished. No, Tyler. That's so embarrassing for you.
Yeah. And literally her father laughed and said it was terrible. I guess we all have different tastes. And he says, although I nodded in agreement at the time, I was thinking in my head that this is a great effing song. We are over now and I am moving on. I revealed my face on TikTok, but with the amount of hate I originally got, I decided to say I didn't have it and backtrack. I don't think the song is that bad, and I had no idea she didn't like it until recently, and as soon as I did, I stopped. I didn't force her, Seabat. Not all can handle Seabat. I know it's different. And then he posted his playlist, the whole playlist.
Uh-uh.
Wait, listen, it's not that long, but so like, some of the songs on the playlist are Love in This Club by Usher.
Yeah, but weird. Okay, interesting.
Sure. Angel by Shaggy. Best I Ever Had by Drake.
No!
But my personal favorite, and by favorite, I mean the thing that has given me nightmares, is the Rick and Morty theme song.
I said cancel, man, and I stand by it, because what are y'all doing, bro?
Like, literally, Get Busy by Sean Paul.
That doesn't make any sense. Is there any Boys to Men on there? Because isn't that what every single person like wanted to lose their virginity to? Was I'll Make Love to You by Boys to Men? That is like, what are you doing?
I like truly. This it looks like there's
this
also
man has no rhythm. You know what I mean? Like, look at the songs. It makes no sense.
Yeah, he that's what he thinks is good. He also has a song by Punjabi MC.
Monday at the What's Get It. Stop it. Stop that right
it's
now.
On there.
No.
That's the exact song too.
No.
How did you know instantly the song?
What else song do a white or American people know from Punjabi MC?
Yeah, okay, you know it. Fair enough.
Oh, hell no. This is evil.
And then it's like the glue by bicep.
I don't know that. Here's the thing. Okay. Do people understand that you can't go like fast the whole time? And these songs are like high tempo pregame songs to get me out of the house.
Exactly.
And you're trying to, oh my God.
I know.
I'm just so sad for this girl.
Pour one out for this girl who like is going to be traumatized forever.
And she's 18. So like, you know.
She's 20 now. She's 20 now.
Okay. So like, I'm just assuming has not had, you know, like, so many partners. Yeah. Maybe she. I'm not slut shaming. I'm just saying, like at 18, I'm just making an assumption.
Like even like the concept of like a lot of partners at 18 is like not that many people. Yeah, just who has the time?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like I just mean like it's she's probably not. And then to be subjected, you know, like you're giving finally one person your time, and that's this person that's gonna play Monday at the Batikere for what is the reason? Like, I will never look at that song the same again. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, at least you know that your life is not, listen, you think things are bad. It could always be worse.
I dare some man to play some nonsense. I will pause and be like, turn that shit off. Like, you will not do this.
And, like, it took her 2 years to, like, get up the guts to be like, this is bad. Which, like, totally, I imagine how uncomfortable it would be to be like, oh, my boyfriend, like, needs this playlist to get off. And then it's that. Playlist.
Tyler, you're an idiot. Like, you're so dumb. Like, why did you embarrass yourself like
that? And he put his full legal name.
Aren't, like, Gen Z supposed to be, like, good at the internet?
I'm 25. He's an old Gen Z, so I guess he's more millennial.
I'm just so embarrassed for him.
Yeah, it's no good.
Like, you are so bad.
It's truly one of the most horrifying things I've ever heard in my entire life. And I needed to tell you about it. And I'm just so glad you hadn't seen it before.
No.
I told you about it.
I just want to fight him so bad.
But it's just, there are so many videos on TikTok of people like, how they think he would be thrusting to that song. And it's really funny. It's the whole internet has gone together, you know, to make fun of this man.
You know, thank you, Tyler, actually, because you did a great thing.
He
you know
what I mean? Together.
You brought us all together. And can you imagine, okay, Hudson Mohawk living their life, just walking around and being like, why are we getting all these Spotify hits?
I think he actually, there's an article of the writer of the song, like, making a statement about it.
Even the writer of the song was like, please don't do this ever again.
Oh, the person, honestly, the person who, like, created the song, boo, they don't look how I thought they'd look. But then they also look exactly how I thought they'd look.
Interesting, yeah.
I can't believe it.
I hate all of this. You know what I mean? Like, this is where some people just shouldn't have been exposed to music ever. Mm-hmm. And this is no shade to Seebat. Like, it's fine.
But listen, like, the song hit number one on the iTunes electronics.
Well, yeah,
it
did.
Because of this.
What else you got going on?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm just so sad. Like, this playlist is horrendous.
It's so disturbing. I'm very sorry
like
to
I
have
wanna
to report
cry.
That news to you, but I'm glad that we know it now. And now we can all move on with our lives.
There's milkshake on there?
I couldn't go through all of it. It was making me too sad.
End it. End it now. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Whose milkshake is it?
It's not the one. It's not what you're thinking.
Let me. It's just no. Okay.
It's a problem. You know what? He's only 25. He's a baby. He has a long time to grow and learn.
25 is not a baby.
Well, I think everyone 25 is like
your
a baby.
Your prefrontal cortex is developed.
But like you should know better. But like, I think he still has time to turn it around. His life's not over.
Yeah. There's a song called I Don't Want to Do This Anymore.
And
but
I
not
bet
by
that's,
Rihanna.
Yeah,
by
that's what XXX,
sorry,
his girlfriend was thinking every time
correct.
He pulled out the playlist.
Yeah, so look at this. Okay, so it starts with Seabat, then a bunch, then Get Busy, then Milkshake, Best I Ever Had, then Mundia. What? And then Fade to Kanye West, and then End. Sorry, second to last is Angel. I guess that's like him being like, you're amazing. And then Love in This Club is the end.
There's more to it. That's just like one screenshot. There, like, it's actually a pretty long playlist. And I'm like,
oh,
okay,
it's 13 songs someone put on Spotify. which this 13 song is 46 minutes.
Yeah,
that's get a job. Get a job.
Like, okay, good job, Tyler.
No, get a job, Tyler.
But also get a job.
Like, it's 46 minutes. Maybe this is me being old, so never mind. You God. Do you.
Okay.
Literally, because that's
amazing.
All you even have time. Okay.
We did it.
Yes. I feel like we should skip over a few things. Mm-hmm. And I just, maybe we'll go to Quick Bites, if that's cool.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So I just wanted to share She by Sheree really quickly. So Sheree Whitfield is a real housewife of Atlanta, aka one of the best, I feel, franchises, not recently, but just overall. Anyway, so she 14 years ago was on the show, was supposed to put out a line called She by Sheree. Great. Everyone was like, when is it coming out? And she goes, spring, summer, maybe September. It's been 14 years. She put out, like, on the show, she had a little bit of a fashion thing. Mm-hmm. And then one of the friends was, like, known to say, how are you going to put out fashion without any fashion? Or are you going to have a fashion show without any fashion?
Yeah.
Because her pieces never came in time. Or, like, just, it was a mess. Okay, mm-hmm. That's the point. Okay, turns out 14 years later, She by Sheree is happening, baby. Okay, she made it. She had a really great, I just watched the episode, a really great like fashion show. All her pieces came in time. It was all good. And, you know, she was dating a prison bae who did show up, who ghosted her.
oh my
yeah,
God.
He ghosted her because he was like, I'm on probation and I can't record live. Allegedly, we don't know. But anyway, showed up to the show, obviously for some screen time. We don't know. And she's like, you know, his name is Tyrone and she calls him Lyrone. She's like, get out of here, Lyrone. Okay, so like, poor woman. She's been dealing with a lot.
She's been through it.
Yes. But anyway, so this Sunday's episode saw it, right? So people are like, great, we're going to support our queen. Let's go buy it. Turns out the jogger she put up was copy-pasted on Shein.
Oh, no.
So people are now calling it She by Shein. Or Shein by Sheree, however you want to call it. And this two-piece set costs $130.
And it's ugly.
I mean, yeah, it's okay. Like, I don't know that the Shein, like, one looks a little nicer.
Ooh. Yeah, the Shein one looks nicer, which is no good.
Yeah.
But it's honestly, like, there's just too much going on. It's an athletic set with, like, a mesh panel dial sides and stripes around the knees. Like, it's just got too much going on. And also that shade of gray. Like, that is for sure the second you sweat. You're going to have, like, sweat stains under your ass in, like, 2.5 seconds.
Yeah, everywhere. It's not going to be good. Like, you don't want to wear this when you're actually working out is the point.
Yeah. Or anywhere where you might overheat.
Yes, correct. And it's, like, long sleeve with the, the hand. Is it called glove? I don't know.
Yeah, it's got, like,
where your fingers go through your sleeve.
It's like when we were, like, emo teenagers, we would, like, cut a hole in our sweater now clothes just comes with it.
So it's just, the point is, it's hot, okay? And it's, like, light gray. So that's one. And then I was like, okay, what else my queen has? You know, because, like, fine, she messed up on one. We saw in Real Housewives that, you know, she was just, like, trying really hard to get all the stuff. Anyway, so turns out she has some tees that I will say are wrinkled. Okay, they did not, like, steam it before they took pictures of it. And they're very low quality apparel. Mm-hmm. And it's all her iconic sayings, like, who gonna check me, boo? All this great stuff. And it's like a picture of her, a black and white picture of her. Very low quality. Wrinkled.
Yeah, like every single t-shirt looks like the worst quality.
Yeah. Like it's itching me, you know?
Yeah.
And it's $142 for a shirt.
Literally, like in this economy, no.
And it looks like that tracksuit has been taken down.
Joggers for $162.
Yeah, and like her, I will say I like her logo, the she logo. It's in a star and it's a she. Yeah,
that's
I'll buy that, but it's $252 for one hoodie. Who gonna buy that, boo?
Andy Cohen bought one.
Yeah, that's who bought one.
And that's it.
Yeah, and then this jogger, I have to send it to you. It's the Melanie jogger. Let me put it in the chat for you to look at.
God bless.
Please look at it, and I need to know... Look at the back.
No. Who wants this?
Yes.
So it's a high-waisted lace jogger.
Lace as in like lingerie lace.
Like see-through. Okay. And then one, like if it was like shorts, like a little booty shorts, that could be cute. That could be sexy. That could be fun. Mm-hmm. But it's like what? It's like, okay, yes. I'm on Love Island. I'm going into the hideaway. Let me get my sex joggers. Yes. Like, no, ma'am.
And the back, they've worn a thong. Which, again, Sheree is 52 years old. And she is...
She's hotter than I have ever been ever will be.
Body to die for, everything. Okay, so I want to make that clear. Sheree pulls it off because Sheree got the body to pull it off. But, like, who's buying for $182?
Nobody wants this. And it also
joggers.
Like, it truly looks like the type of lace that you would get at like Forever 21. Like it's not even like high quality. Like it just looks like very poor quality. This is asking for trouble.
It's all bad.
This
it's
is no bad. Good.
Yeah. So that, you know, I needed to bring that to y'all.
No.
Sheree, we waited 14 years
for this. Fortunately for you, the star hoodie in child sizes is only $62. I bet you could get
child
one that
size fits. Not gonna fit me anymore.
Oh, you could get the 6 year size. I feel like it could fit you.
Height wise, it would fit, but like not boobs.
You're right. Okay, fair enough.
But like I said, 4 years ago, yes, 100%. You know I shop there. It's so much cheaper to get like youth larges. But it just, none of this makes sense. And she's like, I will say it's very smart because it's all her iconic saying. She's put like the joggers say spring, summer on it.
Oh my God.
Which is funny. I like it. But no, it's That's horrible. Embarrassed Sheree. And the site wasn't working for a few days. So you couldn't, and it says due to high demand, limited inventories available. Some items might be back ordered. The point is, she should have had Candy help her with all of this, and it would have done in one day. But
yeah,
here we are.
She is mess, and we thank her for it.
Thank you. Yeah, literally, because I love Sheree. Okay, and this is wild as hell. And that is it. I think for quick bites, I just, you know, shout out Serena Williams for everyone that watched.
Yes,
it was really amazing.
We miss you already, queen.
Yeah. And I just feel like she played her heart out and it just wasn't her time. And we're glad we got to see you. And I wish I could see you in person playing.
Yes. Oh my God. Can you imagine?
Ugh.
Okay. Should we get into the final, the anonymous?
I'm ready for it.
Okay. Let's do it. So, a warning for everyone, this anonymous is explicit. It is for adult ears only. If you're listening with kids in the car, turn it off now and catch this up later. This is, it's a lot, okay?
Yeah. This whole episode was.
We did a lot today. We're always doing the most, though. It's fine. Okay. So, our messenger
says,
My boyfriend of 3 years has been asking me to have anal sex for the past 2 years, but I've always said no because it's just not my thing. And on top of that, my best friend, who is a power bottom, told me about all the prep work. I don't have the time or patience to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, fair enough.
Yeah, I think that's valid. I also had a roommate in San Francisco that told me all the work that he did, right? I'm not saying everyone does, but that he did. And no.
Yeah. Okay, so fast forward to the end of summer. Their boyfriend yet again asked them to have anal sex. She told him no, and he begged and begged. And I got so annoyed that I said, why don't you just ask my friend to do it? Because I don't want to hear any more of him asking. And I thought about flipping the script on him by saying, if you want it so bad, you can do it to my best friend, that like he would stop asking. But he kept asking. And so she just kept saying, we'll do it with my friend, so that he could see how annoying it is to be asked something repeatedly after you said you're not interested.
Oh my God.
So 2 weeks ago, they asked him again and he said, okay, I'll try it. At first, she thought he was joking. And he's like, oh, no, I'm just effing with you. So she let it go. She speaks to her best friend about it. And he's annoyed that they offered him up to her boyfriend like that.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
I'm like, okay, well, ma'am, this is a lot.
Like, consent. Like, women's, like, anyone's body. Especially your friend. Like, that makes no sense.
Listen, Messenger, we've got some problems, okay? So then she was on her best friend's computer and went to downloads to get something she had downloaded from her email. And there were some porn videos in the download folder. She clicked it out of curiosity.
Hmm.
Ma'am, boundaries.
Don't do this.
And it was two men having sex. She thought it was hot to watch two men have sex. And so she thought maybe if her boyfriend and best friend had sex and she could watch.
Messenger, are you okay?
That would be interesting. I think that we've got like a whole lot of sexual awakening happening here.
Yeah.
So she asked her boyfriend again to have sex with her best friend. And he said no. And she begged him and told him that she really wanted to watch. And so he finally said yes. So then she went to her best friend.
Best friend is a man?
Who's a man, yeah.
Yes, okay.
Who said, no, I don't want to do this.
Right.
But she begged him and then agreed to pay his phone bill for 3 months.
Messenger, you and got money. And so then money. He said, yes.
Okay. You know what? She knows what she wants. I feel like there's a sexual awakening happening here.
On many ends.
But there's a lot going. This is a lot. So she set the whole thing up that they were going to have sex in her house and she would watch with a glass of wine, and there were two rules. No kissing.
Okay.
And when they have sex, they can only be front to back. They can't have sex face to face. Face to face.
So you watch Pretty Woman, Messenger.
Yeah, I guess so. So the day came, and they had sex. And so she figured, okay, well, now my boyfriend has the need for anal out of his system, and he will be fine.
Messenger.
But don't worry, she learned that's not how it works, because then he keeps asking to have anal sex again with her best friend. She asked him if he's gay and he said no, but he just likes the feeling. Our messenger has not told her best friend yet that her boyfriend is interested in having sex with him again, and she's concerned that if she doesn't let them have sex again, that he will start having sex with other guys to fulfill that desire, and wants to know, what should I do?
Oh my God.
Miss ma'am.
Message. First of all, thank you for sharing this with all of us. It was very brave of you.
And we appreciate it. And it was very brave of you. And I think you put yourself in a situation.
And you wrote a check. Your mouth wrote a check your ass couldn't cash. I want to make that clear. That's what happened. In many ways.
Literally in so many ways.
Yeah.
I think you need to have a conversation with your best friend about how he's feeling and how, like, if he's okay after all of this.
And then go ahead.
No, please go ahead.
No, and I think secondly, a conversation about, like, monogamy needs to be had with your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. About like, hey, that was a one-time thing. It felt like something we both needed to, you know, whatever, talk mm-hmm. through, and then see what your partner says. Because I think if that's something he wants, I feel like that's fair. It's not up to any of us to like say no mm-hmm. to something they want. It's just if you're not willing to give it, which is correct and your prerogative, then like I think that's where like maybe it's time to rethink the relationship.
You have to think if this is something he really needs that you are not wanting to provide, which again is totally fine. Like you don't want to do it, set that boundary, stay true to it. Love that for you. But maybe if he pursues that elsewhere, it actually could be better for your relationship.
Exactly. So that's why it's like, I feel like you have to have the conversation of like, is monogamy maybe it for y'all? Is it not? Like, and maybe that's something you need to figure out first for yourself and mm-hmm. then talk to your man maybe so that, you know, you feel a little bit more confident going into the conversation. But if you're not wanting it, right, if that's a hard line for you, I think that's also you need to communicate to your boyfriend that was a one-time thing. And then balls in his court. And if that's his desire from there, then unfortunately, I think it's time for you to move on for both of your like, mm-hmm. you know, sanity.
Because like, I'm sorry, this man has been begging you to do a sex act you don't want to do for 2 years.
That's and I don't like that either. I feel like that's also not right for you.
Yeah. I don't love the scheme that you pulled.
Yes. Also,
I think don't watch videos on other people's computers. And don't offer your friend up to have sex with someone if you haven't talked to him already. But in the situation you're in now, talk with your best friend. Make sure you're good. Make sure your relationship, your friendship is solid.
Yes.
Talk to your boyfriend. See where you're both at. Go from there. But I think you're going to have a lot of uncomfortable communication to fully resolve this. Because this is not the kind of thing you can just brush under the rug.
No, and I think you just have to be honest at this point. Like I said, I don't think there's anything wrong even with like you wanting to watch, right? Or like that. Mm-hmm. It's just everyone needs to be
on the same page.
Yeah. First on the same page, there needs to be consent, not like phone bill. I'll pay your phone bill consent. I think there needs to be like enthusiastic consent.
Yes.
Also, I think that's number two. And then third, I think you need to decide what you want. Again, if that is something you want, great. If that's not something you want, I just feel like you would need to make decisions quick because it's you don't. I don't think it's right for you, messenger, because you know you're our listener. So I feel like we got to give you the info.
Trying to look out for you.
Yeah, exactly. And that, like, I think you have to like do what's best for you and not keep putting yourself in a situation with a partner that wants something that you don't. Period.
Exactly. I couldn't say it any better myself.
Yeah. So like, wow. You know, and I also want to say like, this is fascinating. You know, other people's like intimacy stories to me is very exciting. Cause this is just never something I would be a part of. So like, thank you for sharing that. Cause I found it very interesting. Just like all the dynamics in here. It's just a lot.
it's a lot. And it gives us a lot to talk about and it gives us some great conversations to have, and now you have some conversations that you need to have as well.
Yeah, good luck. Because like I said, I don't think anything that like the acts are not wrong. I just think how y'all went about it maybe wasn't the most closer.
And in the future, if you're going to pay someone for sex, find a sex worker.
Yeah,
and not just pay your friend. That would be another thing to just think about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We just don't volunteer people to do what we want, you know?
Yeah.
That's all.
Exactly. But yeah, so that is it for Anonymous this week. Again, we need more Anonymous. Yes. Please send it tinyurl.com/messmagnets so that we can get it on the show. We can continue enjoying our Anonymous.
We love it.
We love it.
Ugh. And with that, Kirsten, if the folks don't already know, where can they find you?
Yes, so they can find me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. And right now, BoJack HorsePod is back, baby. We are talking about Tuca and Birdie now. So you can go follow us there at BoJack HorsePod. Yes. It's going to be like BoJack HorsePod presents Tuca and Bird Pod or something like that. But definitely check us out there. And anything else, I'll post on Twitter. Sasha, where can they find you?
Perfect. You can find me on Twitter at funsize_04. And I'm talking Never Have I Ever every week with Chappelle over on Silent Podcast. We have our own feed, y'all. We made it. So go look up Never Have I Ever on Silent Podcast on Apple or Spotify, and or over on Silent Podcast, wherever you get your podcast. And just listen to us weekly breakdown. Be your toxic faves. We love it. And I'm talking She-Hulk over on Post Show Recaps with Jason Reed as well. So it's really exciting. Meg, I wasn't on this last week, but Meg Thee Stallion was on. So I'm just very sad that I missed it. But I can't wait to be back this week. I'm in it. And I'll be on Big Brother this week on the double eviction episode, recapping over on the Daddy Network and the Hot Mess Express. Puya and I were back together to talk 90 Day Fiancé this week, where honestly, it just, I finally said enough for representation. I don't want it. Take Submit away. It's done. Okay. Just zero representation is what I'd like. How about that? So check all of that out. And if you have no idea, just again, follow me on Twitter and you'll know what I'm up to. Thank you everyone for listening. Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.